Hello again. Welcome to this podcast from qualitythinking.com, helping you navigate towards success in your architecture and leadership. Thank you for joining me. I am your host, Shashi Shastri, and this is the podcast for architects and technology leaders who want to know what works with architecture and leadership. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the three most powerful architecture decisions. It will make you an expert in finding and dealing with the most important solution problems first. A little backstory. I transitioned into architecture in 2001. My first substantial project was a dealer incentive management system for a large company. There was lots to work out and it was daunting. Where would I begin? How would I know if I was making the right decisions? I had the formal architecture training, but you know what? Unless one gets into the deep end, it's all theory. I completed it somehow, but it was only after doing 4 or 5 architecture projects that I started working things out more easily. I began to see the patterns in the problems and solutions, and I discovered efficient ways of getting good outcomes. Today, I'll share with you the technique I refined that will demystify a critical aspect of architecture for you, how we can find and expertly deal with architectural problems. It can seem mysterious to outsiders, but it is not an art and it does not have to be a struggle. Let's see how we can make life easier for ourselves and deliver fine outcomes for our customers. Now, if you look at a typical IT landscape of systems and how they work with each other, the complexity can be enormous. Imagine scores of systems and hundreds of interfaces. If something new or a significant change comes along affecting a large area, how does one start dealing with the large number of possible architecture decisions required? How do we even know if we have asked and answered the most important questions? It can be a jungle and we need to slash a path through it. We'll start with these tools. First, a clear destination, which is to say clear functional and non-functional or quality requirements. Second, a bird's eye view of the land, meaning the details of the existing architecture in the form of lists of assets, their functions, integrations and diagrams. Third, a machete, that is a clear and sharp architectural thinking technique. Now that we are well equipped, we can clear a path through the undergrowth in 3 stages in the form of 3 types of architecture decisions. Why 3 and not 5 or 10? Well, this is from my experience from getting through such jungles a few hundred times till now. I've learned that these are the most critical problems, and if we deal with them first, we make headway fast and get control over the other architecture, design and technology decisions. Trust me and try it. It works for me and it will work for you. So what are these 3 fundamental ADs? They are number 1, function placement ADs. Number 2, data source ADs. Number 3, integration method ADs. Let me repeat that. Function placement is the first, data source is the second, and integration method is the third. Let's have an in-depth look at each. Now keep this in mind, we'll be applying the core architectural motivation, achieve the maximum functionality and quality at the minimum long-term cost. It is the science of the optimum. The underlying patterns that help to get this balance are cohesion, loose coupling, and reuse. They drive several services, data types, and interfaces to the same component and separate others. Problem 1, function placement ADs. They address the foremost problem, where should the functions be executed? To work this out, take each functional requirement and see if there's an existing system, component or subcomponent, or a combination of them that provides the underlying technical function. If not, see if there is one that you can extend for it. Still no joy? Then you need a new architectural component for it. Reusing systems is the least expensive overall, and creating a new one the most expensive and to be avoided if at all possible. And for a new one, buying may be cheaper today than building. Repeat this AD for every new or modified business requirement. Now here is a mantra that you can apply while attacking function placement ADs. Reuse before modify, modify before buy, buy before build. Problem 2. Data source ADs. The second problem that we'll deal with is, from where will the function get the external data it needs? Information technology is essentially data in, data out, and the overall enterprise cost of IT is pegged to the amount of data it handles and stores. Storage costs per petabyte are falling, but the need for the enterprise to reduce costs will always outpace everything. So we architects have to take the utmost care to optimize the flows and storage of data. There are two main types of data stores, those for systems of engagement and those that are systems of record. Systems of engagement do not need to store data for very long, whereas systems of record do that for regulations and analytics. Typically, systems of record data stores can be 10 to 100 times larger than system of engagement data stores. Now, for an application that needs to carry out a function that needs data that it does not itself generate or own, the architectural problem is whether it should take it from the external owner, let's call it the master, or some other system that already has a copy of it, let's call it the record, or make a local copy for itself. There has to be a really good reason for making a local copy of some other system's core data, because every copy involves computing and temporary storage costs at the source, network costs to transport it, and computing and storage costs in the destination system. A few of the right reasons for copying are low latency requirements, information enrichment that is owned by the consuming application, and a retention requirement that is longer than provided by the master. Here is the mantra that you can apply while attacking data source ADs: master before record, record before local. Problem number 3, integration method ADs. Having got so far with the function and data source ADs, the edge of the jungle starts coming into sight, and integration architecture decisions will get us through. They are relatively straightforward, but not any less vital. The focus is to ensure simplicity in communication between the many components in the overall architecture, as the cost here comes from maintaining the resulting mesh of connections. Direct connections between systems are the simplest, and it is possible in a mature service-oriented architecture. Here, well-designed clients and serving applications can take care of integration needs such as standard protocols, publish-subscribe patterns, peak load smoothing, data aggregation, etc. Only where this maturity is not available should we use enterprise application integration, also known as EAI platforms, to provide the necessary facilities. Finally, an old fallback is to exchange the required information between applications using files. With file exchanges, there can be data reconciliation concerns and additional processing, network, and storage costs. But for certain problems, it is a natural choice. It is suited for larger data sizes, higher latency toleration, and batch operations, and used more often even now than one may think. Here is the mantra that you can apply while attacking integration ADs: direct before EAI, EAI before files. As you progress through the AD jungle, you need to put down a map of your way through. So record the above ADs in a template. It should have the ID and type, a concise problem statement, the solution options you considered, the decision, the reasoning, and any implications. Mention the related architecture decisions, technology decisions, and design decisions as they become available for cross-reference. Filling this template will help show others why you took a particular course, and they'll be able to follow you easily. These three architecture decisions of function placement, data source, and integration method apply to the problems of all the architecture disciplines, but especially to business, enterprise, and application architectures. Of course, there are several levels in the solution: enterprise, information, integration, infrastructure, and security. To cover all the 7 levels and their layers across the many IT systems could mean scores of problem statements and decisions. But with the above approach, you'll break the back of the work and deliver high value fast for your customers. Enjoy, my friends. That brings us to the end of this podcast. If there's anything we mentioned in today's episode and you didn't catch it all, it is available in the accompanying text and slides. You can find this enhanced podcast on LinkedIn and on my website, quality-thinking.com. And if you're new there, please don't forget to register. This is your host, Shashi Shastri. I'll be back with you soon. Wish you a fantastic day. Bye for now.